Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Will we get another overtime game tonight? It's 3-3 right now. 11-11, 3-3. I don't know. It's got to be some weird like number out there. Speaking of conspiracies, so it's 11-11 left in the game, and it's 3-3 in a hockey game. 21-15 shots on goal for the Colorado Avalanche. Dallas Stars have blown a 3-0 lead. They were up 3-0 in this game. So the total right now is 7.5. There's 11 minutes left. I just said a couple, I don't want to be hypocritical, I just said a couple of minutes ago that it doesn't really feel like an overtime game. But as the clock ticks, it's going to tighten up. I'm going to go under the 7.5 and hope for the best here, guys. This isn't like one of these, yeah, you should definitely tell me. This is like, no, this is like, we'll see what happens. But figure this, if it goes to overtime, we win the bet. Right, and somebody might score a goal, and it's not automatic. There'll be an empty net goal. Maybe somebody will score a goal like 20 seconds left in the game or something. So I'm going to roll the dice right now on the fact that there won't be two more goals in this game. You know how this works, though, right? You know they're going to score in like 10 seconds or something. My bet has been accepted, so I'm in. They moved the juice on me, though. So they're on to this. They're going to move it to 6.5 like soon, I think. And it's going to soon, like, will this game go to overtime? Like, put it, like, what is it right now to go to overtime? It's going to be minus 120. So they're starting to think that it kind of could. So there's 10 minutes left in this hockey game. We're on the Dallas Stars, but we would have got paid. Right? There's a promo and a bonus in which if your hockey team is up by 3 goals in a game, you get paid. And it's in the regular season as well. Speaking of which, actually, I saw an interesting story. We do have a lot of bettors that tune into the program, and there was a list of rankings of the sports betting apps for the month, like their action that they get. And Bet365 is moving in right now to the American market a lot more than they have in the past. I'm sure you see the television commercials. It's weird because Bet365 is the biggest book in the world, technically. Like, they really are. Like, they have the most... Like, Bet365 has been a monster for, like, the last 20 years without the United States. Like, they adhered to U.S. law. Like, they didn't take bets from, you know, from the U.S., and it didn't affect them. They were, like, still the biggest book in the world, literally and figuratively. They're, like, publicly traded in England. They're on the stock market and stuff. But the U.S., they were never really interested in. And even when everything got legal, they didn't really want to spend all this money like advertising and competing with like DraftKings and FanDuel and all that. But they've started to spend a little bit of money. But the monthly report came out and they were actually ranked third. It's their highest ranking in a long time in the American market. So Bet365 is now the third biggest. It was the third biggest book this past month in the U.S. after FanDuel and DraftKings. BetMGM is a beast that continues to grow. BetMGM just launched in the Netherlands, in Holland, which is pretty cool. I like that. But I've been to Amsterdam before. I don't know if I'll ever be back. I did enjoy myself. You know what? I mean, I should go back, actually. Amsterdam, I did like Amsterdam is cool. So now, like, if you're in Amsterdam, you can bet on a soccer game with BetMGM. I like that. We talked about it last night a little bit as well. Oh, we got our affiliate coming up here. Here we go. Let's rock. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday, or at least I think it is. My head is spinning. There's so much stuff going on right now. We had a double overtime game at the world's most famous arena tonight, and the New York Rangers have taken a 2-0 series lead over the Carolina Hurricanes. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics rolled the Cleveland Cavaliers, as expected. Listen, Boston might, you know, Boston might give them one game. We've seen Boston do this in the regular season where they'll take the pedal off the metal and blow a big lead. But in a game one setting, I think that Boston wanted to set the tone tonight, and they did, a 120-95 victory. And I think it's pretty safe to say that Boston's probably the most disliked sports market in America, right, as a whole. I would say L.A. is up there. People like to, like, hate on L.A. and that beat L.A. chant and all that type of crap. So, you know what? I guess L.A. and Boston. And New York, but, you know, Boston. Like, nobody really likes the Celtics unless you're from Boston. Unless you're, you know what I mean, the Patriots. They have, you know, the Red Sox and all that. But we could end up with a Boston-New York conference finals in both the NBA and the NHL. And quite frankly, why isn't it going to happen? We know the Boston Celtics are going to the conference finals. We know that. And I tell you what, the Boston Bruins, the way these guys are playing hockey right now with Jeremy Swayman between the pipes, is there any reason why they can't win this series against the Florida Panthers, a team that they were up 3-1 last year, and then they ended up choking. NBA basketball, the Celtics weren't the only team in action tonight, as the Oklahoma City Thunder send a message, and looks like we're on a collision course. I don't want to dismiss the Dallas Mavericks after one game, but there's fresh blood on the street right now, man, with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Thunder, if we're going to say that the Celtics sent a statement and now is a statement win tonight and a message-sending win, well, the Oklahoma City Thunder won 117-95. All right, they absolutely rolled the Dallas Mavericks tonight with their youth. And I thought, you know, it's a fun series, but I did like the Oklahoma City Thunder coming into this series. They are just a young, athletic team with a mix, though. SGA, listen, SGA got a lot of love during the regular season. But you'll notice everyone's talking about everybody else right now. SGA is a badass. And then you throw in the defenders that they have on that team, like Lou Dort, you know. So I think they're going to give Dallas a hard time, and I think Oklahoma City will beat the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not just saying this now because they won a game, but I said this last night that I was on the Oklahoma City Thunder. NFL football. Football never sleeps, baby. So the NFL schedule is normally released on the second Thursday of May, which would be like 2 days from now, tomorrow, depending on where you are. It's not happening. So a lot of people are wondering today, well, what's the deal with this? And I even tweeted out, I said, I think it's going to be released next Thursday. Like next Thursday. Well, the NFL must have been paying attention to me and everybody else. But the NFL announced that the schedule is going to be released next Wednesday. So next Wednesday night, we're going to know the National Football League schedule across the board. We're going to have point spreads for all the games. What we do know, obviously, the season is going to open up with the Thursday nighter in Kansas City. We know that the following Friday night, after the Thursday nighter, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers are playing in Brazil. And they're playing in a stadium where you get killed and executed for wearing green. I don't know how they're going to work that out. So we're going to have a Thursday game, a Friday game to start the season. We do know that the Jacksonville Jags are going to have back-to-back games in London once again, which is a competitive advantage for them. We have a Christmas doubleheader that's going to make history. For just the third time in 75 years, the NFL will be playing on a Wednesday because Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year. So there's going to be a doubleheader on a Wednesday on Christmas Day. There's all kinds of, like, it's going to be a wild year this year in the National Football League. So the schedule is going to be released The Tennessee Titans. We liked the Titans offseason, and now they added another weapon to this football team. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Something, and listen, everyone's going to go at Austin Rivers, but let's be real. Austin Rivers sort of did everybody a favor because people like things to talk about, and Austin Rivers said that he could easily find 30 guys in the NBA that can go play in the NFL, but he said, I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA. Austin Rivers told Pat McAfee earlier in the day. And the firestorm has begun. It's the hottest thing besides Drake and Lamar.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
And sportsgrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. 3-3, 5 minutes left. We pulled the trigger on that under 7.5 in game. So we'll see if we can ride this. And if we can, you know, maybe we'll pull the trigger at over. If this game gets to overtime, maybe we'll jump in. Although we all know I don't have the best track record in overtime games in a regular season, but there's no shootout with this stuff in the playoffs at least. So I do think Dallas are going to find a way to win this game. They had a 3-0 lead. They blew the lead. It's 3-3 right now. There's under 5 minutes remaining. As I stated, we already got paid because the Stars were up. I had the Stars, but they were up by 3, so we got paid. And now we're looking to beat the book like a second and maybe a third time here within the same game. We hit the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight as well. Boston Celtics rolled. Dodgers are rolling right now. I was hoping that Yamamoto, though, could get to 7 strikeouts. He's up to 5, which is not enough for our same game parlay, but looks like this dude might go a complete game, actually. Like, he's still in the game in the 8th inning right now. And maybe we can backdoor this and get 2 more strikeouts. Let's bring in Sean Higgs. Sean, a little late night baseball, hockey going on. Basketball market is now closed. We got a hockey game, though. 4 minutes left in the game, and the Dodgers are up 8-2.
Your Dodger guy's up to 100 pitches already. I don't know if they're going to send him back out there. It's too much money invested. I love to. You should send him out for a complete game, but I don't know.
I'm surprised they left him in, to be honest. Like, why would you? I think they pull pitchers too soon nowadays, but dude, yeah. They've been up. They were up 8-1 before. Like once it, what yeah. If I would have pulled them once the win was official for them, I would have pulled them after the 5th inning. I'm just being maybe the 6th.
No, it's way too. Listen, their bullpen's gonna get a little work. I'd say let them go 7-8 innings. Here, I get it. If he was working on a shutout, leave him in. Take him out. Come on, 8-2.
One thing, though, Sean, I would agree with you. I would, but. the Japanese league, and it's the one thing he hasn't thrown. They don't. Their season is nearly as long as Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
So you sort of do have to look at the big picture. I know the fifth inning a little extreme. You want to get let him get some stats. I understand too. Let him get his stats and stuff.
That's but at the same point in time.
Now. Well, they are. It's done. Man. But I don't know. Like I said, you got to look at the big picture. And like I said, that was the one thing with him coming from Japan. People wondered about his durability in Major League Baseball. But this guy's freaking dealing, bro. He got hit like in the first game in Korea. Yeah. He's been hit like twice a bit. But if you look at his numbers, Sean, he's given up now 7 runs in his last 7 starts, which that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's the first start. I was like, all right, I wonder how he'd be. I had San Diego in that opening series. I figured they'd split, and you're going to get a good number against Faden and Dodgers anyway. You know, we've said this before, but yeah, no, you got to pull him out. It's May. You're not winning World Series in May, and let's see how Buehler comes back from his injury and everything else with the Dodgers. I've gone over to Dodgers. I'm not a fan of the bullpen. I think the pitching staff, it's got to get to where it's got to get. Beat up your bad teams. Why risk an injury? Take them out. Nice game. Move on to tomorrow.
Thing with the National League is, really, there's not a lot of drama. I mean, the Dodgers can win 125 games and whatever. They're going to be in the playoffs, so we'll see what happens when they get in the playoffs. San Diego, though, aren't, like, going away. It looks like San Diego are trying to make a push and compete. They're not tapping out this team. They keep on acquiring people.
But that's the thing, though. All right, you got rid of Soto, but it's not like you didn't have a bunch of guys there anyway. Machado and Tatis and Bogarts, and you know, you saw Darvish there, and Musgrove's not terrible.
I said the same thing.
It's still there, and then you got Arizona's dealing with a bunch of pitching injuries themselves, you know, and guys not pitching well on top of that, not hitting well. So, I mean, it is what it is out there. Listen, it was that Dodgers division to win, just like it's – well, I was going to say it was the Braves to win, but I think Philly's looking pretty good right now. But I think they'll come back to earth. I mean, as Braves losing Strider hurts, but I think they'll make a move. But the Dodger-Phillies look like, as of May 7th, they're on a collision course to see who goes to the World Series out of the NL. But we'll see. I mean, anything's possible. You never know. Guys get hurt. Some crazy.
A lot of baseball left. So yeah. The Phillies are minus 150 favorites against the Blue Jays tomorrow. They smoked them 10-1. The Blue Jays are a team right now that their clubhouse isn't in a good spot. The fan base is questioning the future of the team.
Break them up. Got to break them up.
That's the whole thing. People break them up. Some people want to fire the manager. I think it's me personally. I understand people, whatever, in an era, everybody flips all the time. It's too early to start really panicking if you're the Jays, but
you got a month.
There's not a lot of positive signs here. Like, it looks like there's going to be problems for real.
You're year three into the Bichette, Vladdy kind of lineup.
Springer.
Whatever, Springer, yeah, Varsho, whoever they got. The young guy, Kirk, a bunch of young guys, and Gausman, Barrios. You made trades. You brought in Bassett. You made moves, and you've got nothing to show for it. Is Vladdy as good, or is he a one-year wonder? I mean, he had that awesome year, and nothing. I mean, Bichette may be just having a bad year. At least that guy's put up 300 averages and be consistent. Vladdy, I don't know. And again, you're going to fire the coach. All right, can him. But you could trade and get something good for Gausman. You could get Major League-ready prospect for him, and probably Barrios too. And Bassett, I mean, you're not telling me – the Dodgers, the Braves, top of the list, the Yankees, the Astros, all these teams would be looking for pitchers. You got 5 of them you could deal. You could deal your entire staff and say, you know what? Here's the red flag. We're sending it up. We're done with the white flag.
They can, and you're right. They have a ton of assets, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But that's what's crazy. Like you said, they should be a better team. I mean, they on paper, they're a very good team. Right?
It's year three, though. This is the third. I mean, another terrible start.
No, I get it. I get it. But you know what the thing is, though? The Blue Jays, Toronto's a big city, bro. Like, they have to sell tickets. Like, people won't accept a teardown. They thought they were getting Ohtani in the offseason, right? Like, it was like, oh, we might get Ohtani. And look, their payroll is $225 million right now.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, if I
buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
The ownership, I understand. If I'm the ownership, I'd be like very upset about this too and saying, what the hell are we paying these people for if we're not going to win? But I think they're hoping that Vlad can play his way out of this. And like you said, Bichette will start hitting the ball. The pitching has been good for them, but they're in trouble, bro. I wouldn't bet on them tomorrow, I'll tell you that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to our boy Jesse. Jesse School throwing it down, who's a pretty good baseball handicapper in his own right, isn't he? Scours the globe, Jesse.
Jesse, he's
how do you pronounce his last name properly?
Shule.
All right. Yeah, Shule. There it is. Thank you. Shule.
Yeah, no, he's
I want to get it right.
He gave me a nice soccer winner yesterday on Crystal Palace as an underdog. So take Crystal Palace against Man U or whoever they played. It's like Man U's got ten defenders on the injured list. They were an underdog. They beat them 4-0.
Today, Paris Saint-Germain literally hit 13 post and crossbars. I've never seen anything like it. Like, it was just post after another.
Is this soccer or hockey? What are you talking about?
PSG. Yeah, Champions League soccer, Sean Higgs. Kind of a big deal in the world.
Is it? I don't know. Not in my world.
Your world's not very big, though.
it does not include soccer. Maybe if we're talking about that movie Victory with, like, Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine and Pele. Remember that soccer movie from the
Yeah, it's Victory? A very, it's very great. Good movie.
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you like that movie, then how come you don't like soccer? If you like that movie.
I don't know. Is Pele playing? I don't know.
No, good, Pele's Pele. Dead, bro. Yeah, he's gone. So is Jimi Hendrix, Sean. He was pretty good, too. But no, Pele passed away.
Jimi Hendrix, he was all right. He played the guitar, right?
But, Yeah, that's right, Sean.
Come on, I know who Jimi Hendrix is.
So what, you're betting on Crystal Palace games, but you don't know who Paris Saint-Germain are?
Yeah, I have no idea. No, I give credit to – that's all Jesse comes in. Tell me, hey, man, take some soccer today. All right. I'm happy with a little run line action or total under in baseball. He's like, take a soccer game.
You have a limited – so that's the thing. You know what? I don't I would be bored. Like, if I didn't bet on all these other sports and like these other sports. So I'm not, like, forcing bets on these other leagues, but just betting baseball every day for the next 3 months, like, I'd want to kill myself by the end of it.
Oh, no, it's fabulous. I love baseball every day. I guess, you know what? I say this for like soccer or tennis. They're just things I don't know, and it's literally foreign. It's, you know, I got people coming in like, hey, man, I got some Turkey League soccer. Like, what? How are you handicapped? Like, what do you know about Turkish soccer? And
well,
you know,
they want you watch the league.
I get it.
Every league, saying, bro. Every league's on TV everywhere. Like, if, for people that want to see it. So
I guess I could run some kind of a translator to find that information on teams. I'm just saying, there's so many leagues. It is. I open up the soccer window on one of my accounts, and there's literally like 50 leagues of soccer.
And the funny thing is, we sit here at nighttime often, and we're like, man, can't believe that there's not much soccer going on here. Soccer's like happy hour. There's always a game going on somewhere.
It's always
in the
game
world,
on,
right?
Oh, I go to live. It's always some kind. There's always like 7 soccer games going on. Like, what is happening here? I have no idea. Again, listen.
Yeah, you know what though? Like, right now is a good example. There's none in the world. There's not a soccer game going on in the world right now, which is crazy. There will be in a couple hours, but there isn't right now.
Yeah,
which is a rarity.
Like that 2 a.m. or the 2 a.m. or usually goes off. I see. I had one the other day. I had a Korea Kyoto played somebody in soccer, and I ended up winning. It was like an underdog. I don't know. Again,
see, now,
that's just somebody saying, "Hey man, grab a little Kyoto."
When the sports books don't have soccer, they put up the esports soccer. So they got esports soccer up. That's like, you know, for the people who are impatient waiting for the real game to
e-sports.
Start. They have like the sim. Yeah. There's two of them. Like they have simulated games. So it's sort of like just like you bet the game. It's like 2 minutes long. So it's like a computer. Like, it looks real.
Simulation?
It's like a video game. Imagine you're betting on like a video game. But there's two different types. There's like a 2 minute one where it's like a simulation game. And it's like a couple of drives, bro. They have different sports and stuff. So it's like the soccer, you get the ball, you go up, you miss or you score, the other team comes. It's like a condensed like 60 seconds, but they have like they paid the BBC announcer or whatever, so it's like kind of real. So it's for the hardcore degens. And then there's another one where I don't do it often, but I'm not going to lie, I did it about a month ago. It was like 3 in the morning. There was nothing else going on. I was up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bet on these guys. What? And it was people playing NBA video game against each other, whatever league it is. So it's actually two
news. I can't get into that. I how do you get into something like that?
I put $500 on it too. I was like, I'm putting a nickel on this dude, and I won.
We've talked about this on here, about like judges involved and crazy stuff. How do you even bet on two guys playing Sega Genesis, PlayStation, whatever they're playing today?
I just took the underdog.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, both games went to overtime tonight in the NHL. This is the 9th game to go to overtime. We've talked about the handicapping trends. You sort of go in and blindly bet, like NBA game 7s to the under. Like, if you bet every NHL game to go to overtime, will you end up making money or not? I'd say no at this point. 9's not that much. They're starting to catch up, so something to keep our eye on, guys. As we advance into playoffs, the teams are more evenly matched. Remember, like, you're going to get, and they're more tired, and you're going to get more just sort of lower, you know, weird games and stuff like that, and evenly matched games. So two overtime games, but they did go over tonight. For the record, I just took the Dallas Stars at -115. So I'm kind of lucky. I already got paid for the Dallas Stars. Then I took some of that money, and I took under 7.5, and we win that. And now we're going to try to hit them for a third time and take the Dallas Stars again, because they've got a deal where if you're up by 3 goals, you actually win the game. So we got a lot of our regulars in the chat here tonight. Let's hit some NBA basketball here, Sean.
Yes.
The script has been flipped here. The fresh young teams are like rolling right now. Oklahoma City, the Minnesota Timberwolves. But let's hit the Pacers and the Knicks. Controversial ending last night at the Garden. I got to tell you what, though, it's hard to bet against the Knicks at home, and the Rangers haven't lost at home either. The MSG Magic – is rolling right now. The Knicks are laying 4.5 points against the Pacers. The total is 222.5 in the game.
I got the Pacers. I got the Pacers at a 4.5 clip. The Knicks. I think we talked about this 2 weeks about the Knicks. I cannot back this kind of team. As the playoffs go on and their bench keeps getting shorter, and now they just lost another guy. I mean, you can't win with four guys averaging 45 minutes a game. This isn't. No, that's not going to happen. I'll take the points. I had the points in game one. I just don't think the Knicks are a team that comes in and beats teams by like 10 points. So if I'm going to get 4, 5, 6 points, anything in that number, I will gladly take the dog. I thought last game would go 6 or 7 games with somebody winning. I think this series goes 6 or 7 games with somebody winning. And the Pacers, for as much as the Knicks are like a defensive, they play defense, I don't know. They put up 100-some points a game most of the time. They want to run. They try to score with Indiana. I think Indiana getting points. They scored, what, 120 a game? Gave me the points with the Pacers. That's all you hear about the Knicks. Oh, the Knicks. Brunson, 40 points. Never done before for 4 straight games. All right, super. But you're still playing 45, 46 minutes. It's going to catch up with you. You're not going to be covering games. Give me the points.
Yeah, I did say last night after, even though the Pacers lost the game, they have to be sort of feeling good about the fact that they got the Knicks running up and down the court and playing their tempo. And yeah, it's not for some controversial calls. And listen, not just the refs, the Pacers, you know, it wasn't a guarantee they would have hit a shot after, but should be another close game tomorrow. Really fun series. They're bringing in Reggie Miller for this game too. Add a little entertainment to the broadcast with the history with Reggie and the Knicks. The total shot, I hit the total 217 in game one. I thought it was light. As you mentioned, the Pacers are going to put up 115, 120. And they can play defense at times, but they want to trade points with you. They're going to run and gun. So then I knew the Knicks would score on them as well, but the books have adjusted. They've added 5 points to it, 222.5 right now.
Yeah, it makes sense because, again, the Knicks thing is that it's a one-man show. Brunson scores 40, and it's nobody else, and they're going to score like 98 points. They don't. They score points. It's crazy. People think, oh, the Knicks are like it's 90s Nick basketball with like Mason and Starks out there and guys. That's not how they play. They actually run up and down a little bit, like you just said. 5-point move on a total. That's all you need to know. I'll take the points again. And when it flips over to Indiana favored, I would probably take the points with the Knicks.
The Celtics are laying 13.5 in game two. I thought that they would show up tonight and sort of send a message, right? It's game one. Let the Cavs know, hey, we're going to route you and stuff. Maybe the Cavs can cover a point spread here, but I think the Celtics are going to make pretty short work of them. What do you think about would you take the 13.5, or do you trust the Cavs?
No, I'm not trusting the Cavs. This game here, I had the under Cavaliers team total. I think it was 100, went down 99.5. Just because 7-game series, a huge comeback win, right? I mean, or down 20 points, whatever the heck. They were getting crushed in that game, had to come all the way back. And I was leery, though, taking the Celtics in like the first quarter, first half, because I'm like, you know what? Are they rested or are they going to be like rusted? You know, like what am I going to get out of Celtics? They're going to be like a lethargic start and then they pull away in the second half. Well, it was. I mean, the first quarter, he scored a bunch of points. Second quarter was a little ugly, and then they separated. And I expect it again. Do I like laying 12, 13, 14 points, whatever it is, with the Celtics? No. I lean that way, yes. Again, though, it would be a first quarter, first half with the Celtics and probably a Cavalier team total under. I mean, they're – as much as Brunson's the Knicks guy, Murray's their guy. Or Mitchell, rather. Donovan Mitchell. Why say Murray? I mean, that's how it goes. One guy they got to worry about.
Sean Higgs kicking with us just for a couple of more moments. I am Gable Morenci. So if there is a team that could use a couple of days off, it's definitely the Denver Nuggets right now. Their backs are against the wall. They lose the first two games. Everybody's on the T-Wolves bandwagon, including myself. I can't lie. I'm hard-pressed to see Denver come back in this series, and I think Minnesota would beat Oklahoma City in the next series if they went head-to-head, and I think Minnesota would beat Dallas. So long story short, I think the T-Wolves are going to the NBA Finals. Do you agree or disagree with that? And for everybody tuning in, overtime has begun in Dallas right now. We're tied at 3 in overtime, 1 minute in, fast ice. Let's keep our eye on this. But what do you think about the Nuggets and the T-Wolves and the T-Wolves moving forward?
Yeah, listen, if they blow this, shame on them. You're up 2-0 going home. You should win the series. Last year, the Nuggets said the toughest series they had were against these Timberwolves. I said in one of my shows, I was like, you know what? Give me the Timberwolves to win the West just because everybody talks about the Nuggets and the Clippers and Dallas and the Lakers and those kind of teams. So I think they paid their dues a little bit. Now it's their time to step up. OKC, I think maybe next year would be their time, although they looked really good today. But yeah, the Thunder, I think this, they got defense and they have offense. And what's there to say? The Nuggets, man, no answer. I mean, game two, that's inexcusable at home, defending champs and that kind of thing. And he got Murray's throwing stuff on the court, acting like a baby. That's just bad all around.
Their coach as well. Yeah, their coach is losing it.
I took mini minus 4.5. I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
The thing with Denver is you'll notice a lot of guys that played well for them last year aren't right now. They're kind of like suddenly they become a two-man team for real, right? Yep. Everybody stands around and it's like, all right, Jokic and Murray, do your thing. And you saw it. I talked about it last night. Minnesota are the best defensive team in the NBA. We all know this, right? Like they literally are. And it's not just the number. They have big dudes, bro. Like they've got a lot of tall, long guys. Yeah. They compete and they're well coached, so they're positioned well and they're competing. And we all know, bro, like you said, the Lakers couldn't stop it, and like the pick and roll over and over and over and over. They're letting Murray just come in all the time and do this little floater, like for the game winning shots. And you'll notice, like it's almost like it's almost like a DB, like they're hitting him at the line of scrimmage. They're like, no, we're going to play Murray even when he doesn't have the ball. And as soon as he gets the ball, we're going to have two guys in his face. And he's having a hard time dealing with it. They just, Minnesota have simply taken away Denver's like five or six plays they like to run. And Denver is screwed.
Yeah, no answer, which is, you know, you start out slow in a season. All right, we'll worry about it later on, right? They were dilly-dallying September, October, November, December. They turned it on. We're the one seed, the two seed, the three seed, whatever. All those guys were tied. I don't know, man. Murray, what, 3 of 18? He's going to come here and put up a monster game? I don't see it.
I think fatigue is kicking in a little bit, too. We saw it with the Vegas Golden Knights, who were just eliminated. They were the defending champions. It's not just a cliche, man. It's hard to repeat. Mr. Sean Higgs on Twitter, he put the Mr. in so people would call him Mr. instead of just Mr. Sean Higgs on Twitter. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, kid.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, the Dallas Stars are pressing. I thought they were about to score right now. Tyler Seguin doesn't have any points. He's got 25 shots on goal. And not tonight, but he just can't buy a break. So we're still scoreless. We played 5 minutes of overtime, and there's been a couple of scoring chances in the first 5 minutes here. The last game, the earlier game, has only been two games in the NHL tonight, and the other one went to double overtime. The Rangers beat the Canes in double overtime tonight. Just a quick note, I want to get to this. There's so much stuff, so I'm just going to sort of bounce around here. We call it random rage, is Tyler Boyd. You guys have heard me talk about the Tennessee Titans, and I already like their offseason as it was. Calvin Ridley is a good player. So you bring in Calvin Ridley, you pair him up with DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins isn't what he once was, but he's still efficient. Now you bring in Ridley and Hopkins. You bring in Tony Pollard for the Cowboys, add him in the backfield. I thought they overpaid a little bit for him, but whatever. Who cares? Not my money. Does it make them a better football team? Yes. Right? They lost Derrick Henry, but... So they got younger though, right? Like, so they bring in Pollard fast and younger, and and Ridley, J.C. Latham, the offensive lineman out of Alabama, Tavondre Sweat, who only fell in the draft because he got arrested for drunk driving, but whatever. So what? Like, at this point, I'm not saying there's no big deal about drunk driving, but the way I look at it, look, the kid got it out of his system. You tell him don't do it again, otherwise we'll cut you. He did it before he played for you. It is what it is. It happened. But I'm not telling you I think the Titans are going to the Super Bowl or anything like that, but now they bring in Tyler Boyd as well. I thought the Brock Bowers would have been a nice fit in this offense too. But so now you've got DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, and Tyler Boyd. Not bad, right? You got Pollard in the backfield, right? Like I said, like enough for them to go over their win total. Let's just do a quick win total check right now. NFL schedule is going to be released next Wednesday, so we'll be all over the NFL next week when this stuff starts to pop. But I do like this Titans football team. I think they're going in the right direction. I think they have good personnel and staff around them, that they're going to be an aggressive team on the football field and fly around on defense. I think they're trying to change their culture up. And listen, Vrabel was a great coach. It's not like anything against Vrabel, but they're reinventing themselves a bit. And 6.5, right? All I got to do is win 7 football games. They are in a very competitive division. This division has gotten a lot better, right? The Houston Texans are going to be good. The Indianapolis Colts are an interesting football team. The NFL, man, there's a lot of teams that you could really say that, yeah, you know what? Like, there's reason to be optimistic about teams. They can't all win, right? They can't all win, but, the Colts did show something last year. Steichen looks like he's the real deal as far as being a head coach, and that's sort of the biggest, most important thing. Everyone talks about a quarterback, but football is a sport where the coach has such a massive impact, right? Managers and coaches have impact in every sport, but I'm watching the hockey game right now. It's 3-3 in overtime. There's not really any strategy change or anything. Like, the coach is really kind of like all of us right now. He's watching the game. They manage the shifts, right? Someone's got to tap the player on the back, and the coach will say, all right, Connor, get out there, whatever. There'll be little things, but even that, the players, it's at this time of the year, there's such a rhythm to it. Everybody knows, I'm on the ice, and we're on the ice for 23 seconds to 30 seconds, and then we go back to the bench, and that's our shift, right? So it's a controlled chaos, but hockey's such a random sport. The puck is bouncing around everywhere. Yes, teams have set plays, but it's hard to, fully execute them when people are skating 35 miles an hour around you, right? So, the game is moving fast, man. Dallas have, 5 or 6 shots on goal in overtime. The Colorado's none so far, which is dangerous if you're Dallas. The way hockey works, it means that Colorado's about to score. But speaking of the NFL and the NBA and all this, I want to get to this. Normally, actually, Here's another one we didn't get to tonight. Rashee Rice. So, remember Rashee Rice, Super Bowl champion, SMU Mustang. Played with SMU in college with the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, he has 8 charges stemming from a felony He didn't get charged with hit and run, but there was a bunch of other, like, hit and run wasn't one of the charges for whatever reason. But there were other serious charges, like causing bodily harm and stuff like that. Like, they kind of skipped a hit and run and hit him with serious charges in Dallas. And the thing with Rice is, I talked about this, so, okay, you know what? You know, he hit a car with a woman, with a mother and like a four-year-old kid. He's already been sued by a couple, like he hit like six cars, you know? So how many people were in the mall? Four cars were like, you know, whatever. So multiple people in the cars, it's a lot of lawsuits. Even if they don't press charges, which some of the charges, they don't even have control over. Like you get charged anyways. Like you smashed a car on a freaking highway and left, bro. On a freeway and split. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and you crashed other people, didn't see if they were all right. Like, it's not going to go over well with a judge to begin with. And even if you want to buy your way out of it, fine. He only makes $780,000 a year. Dude, he's getting sued for millions. He doesn't even have the money. Like, he doesn't even have the money. Right? Like, if you're super rich, okay, I screwed up. I'll pay, I'm Conor McGregor. I'll pay everyone off. All right? I'll pay everybody off all the time. And people will do it. But you don't have the money to do it. So you can't even bribe people and say, listen, don't drop the charges and I'll pay you $1 million. Yeah, I ran you and your four-year-old kid off the road and nearly killed you. And I'm not sorry, but, and the mother knows, like she even said, he never even came to see if we were okay. He was none. He told people off at the scene even, like witnesses said. So she's not, she's going to say, no, I want $8 million, whatever. I tweeted when it happened. I said, this dude's going to be playing for free for the rest of his life. Except this kid's so stupid, allegedly, I don't even know if he's going to be in the NFL, bro. Like, you might be, the next time you play football, it might be in prison at this rate, the way you're going. So now we got breaking news from last night, not breaking from the last hour, but it happened last night and it carried over. It only came out tonight a couple hours ago. Rashee Rice under investigation for allegedly hitting a photographer in a nightclub in Dallas.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The Colorado Avalanche have just defeated the Dallas Stars 4-3 in overtime. And, pretty crazy. Listen, the Dallas Stars were up 3-0 in this game, but I wanted to give credit to the Dallas Star fans. These guys are in overtime. You're 10 minutes in. You've been in the building for like three and a half, depending on when you got there before the game. And they were all standing. And what did I say before we went to the break? I said, they've got like six shots on goal to none. And what did I say after? I said, we don't know how this ends in hockey, Colorado's going to score on, like, the first shot. And lo and behold, they got a breakaway, and Wood scored. I thought Ottinger, got beat hard. Like, I don't, like, he didn't even move type of thing. Wood came flying in. Colorado were a freaking fast team. Well, you know, there's no disputing that. Wood came flying in, but Ottinger can't get beat one-on-one like that. Like, if you're a goalie, that's the whole thing. Like, the goalie's deal is always like, yeah, let me deal with the guy with the puck and just don't get in my way, right? Ottinger, like I said, I don't know what, Ottinger sort of froze. I mean, he got flipped out that Wood was coming in so fast, but playoffs, baby. We got a series. Both games went to overtime tonight. I wanted to get to this quick. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left here, and I wanted to get to the we got something funny here for those of you watching on TV and on the streams and stuff. But Austin Rivers today really lit up the world, the sports world, by saying, and he casually said it. I think Austin Rivers is a nice guy too, and I sort of get it. The fact of the matter is, most guys in the NFL would rather be in the NBA. Right, there's sort of a different levels to this stuff. And Austin and Pat McAfee and the crew sort of like, you know, it was all joking, and they came back a little bit about, hey, you know, football, you know, like Austin Rivers is like high and mighty about the NBA. And he just dropped. He goes, hey, guaranteed contracts. And there's a big difference. So Austin Rivers says, I can take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA. He's right and wrong. You can't take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA, but there ain't 30 guys in the NBA that can play in the NFL. Far from it. Right? And I'll use this as an example. He thinks what? Because they're big? So what? How many big-time football players, and I don't mean star players, but big dudes, and have tried MMA? How many of them are good at it? Just because they're big. Just because you're big doesn't mean you want to get punched in the mouth. It's not for everybody, right? Like, just because you're a football player doesn't mean you're actually a good fighter. We see these NBA fights on the court. Yeah, you're 7 feet. Like, you guys throw, like, it's terrible. Like, your form, you can't hit anything. You swing like a homeless drunk dude, like, over your, you know what I mean? You just flap your hands around, like, so what? Like, NBA players, just because they're tall and big and stuff, yeah, what, Kevin Durant's going to play in the NFL? Come on. So J.J. Watt stepped in and said, you don't got a job in either right now. Go ahead and try it. That's what we call from the top rope right there with J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt actually is one of the few dudes that I think he can play any sport. We know he can skate. He's athletic enough. He probably could play basketball. Listen, the money's in basketball, but let's not kid ourselves about like, he's delusional if he thinks. How many, like, honestly, who's one guy in the NBA that could play in the NFL? Anthony Edwards? There's a few. There's a few. Anthony Edwards is pretty athletic, and I think he's tough enough. Like, people are like, oh, LeBron James played high school. LeBron James... And we have the LeBron James logo. People are always talking about LeBron James, such a star of the NBA and the face of the league, that they should replace Jerry West and make LeBron the logo. I agree, actually. Which one is the best one? Him flopping? Him complaining to J.R. Smith, him complaining, arm stretched to the referee, or him lying face forward like he got shot like he does 12 times a game? Can you imagine LeBron, like, playing NFL football after he got tackled? NFL games, he'd be like 5 hours, man. We go to a break. Well, LeBron is down again. We already have that. His name's Darren Waller. You're going to play in the... Sorry, Darren Waller. Hey, we're in roast mode. But come on. Like I said, I'm not saying there's no one in the NBA that, like, couldn't get tackled and handle it in the NFL, but these guys are, like, he's delusional. Like, these NBA guys think they can play in the NFL. But I tell you, like, guys in the NFL want to be in the NBA because they're guaranteed contracts, but they can't.
Sports- SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.